This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, your host. Glad you're with us this morning as we get closer and closer to spring. I can't talk about that enough. And with us now is our co-host, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. Good morning, Joe McKenzie, and welcome back.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. I'm excited about our topic today, and I'm excited that, as I just mentioned it earlier, that we're getting closer to spring, but that's beside the point. How can we reach you by email? How can we reach, well, by telephone and by the website?
RippleConnects.com. You'll find a little bit more about my company and my team's approach to turning candidates into contenders. And 763-438-1621.
All right. Joe McKenzie with us this weekend, as always, our co-host on the program. And we want to talk about knowing your differential. And, you know, the word type kind of tells you exactly what we're talking about. But I think what we want to share this weekend is knowing what our unique differentials can do to make us stand out in the hiring process. So, Joe, when you're thinking about knowing your differential, can you take a little deeper dive? What does it take, first of all, to understand what your differential is?
Well, first, know that you have a differential and how it's used and how it's worked in regards to organizational impact. I think often we lump ourselves in with other professionals that do the exact same thing. We just run with that same pack of mindset and problem solving. But in reality, we all bring so many different experiences, transferable skills, leadership, emotional intelligence. That is the first step to realize that you probably solve something different than the next person that probably has the exact same degree or experience. So knowing your differential is key, especially when you are looking at standing out in a job search. You do not want to be a part of a pack of IT managers or sales managers or nonprofit executive directors that all bring the same differential, because you will not stand out. You will not help that organization understand how you could impact their organization and what they need. That's why it's so important for each of us to realize what our unique differential is.
How can, I know there are people listening this morning and they're saying, okay, I understand the concept of what you're saying, but how can I know what my differential is and how it relates to the goals and the objectives of the organization to which I'm trying to be a part?
I would say look back before you go forward. Look at how you went about solving a problem or building a high trust team or building morale or cutting a budget and moving forward in an organization. How you did it. And that includes, how did you bring that team together? What was your unique leadership aspect? How did you come across a unique solution? So looking back will allow you to see what impact you brought and think how that differs from a lot of the people in your industry. For example, I spent a number of years in the copier industry, so I knew when I took over as a director here in the Twin Cities for a nonprofit, during a pandemic year, I couldn't go out and visit people. I couldn't meet people at events. I had to get on the phone, and I had to build a relationship over the phone to drive my organization forward. And to this day, I'm doing that. That was my unique differential, that I had the confidence, the wherewithal, and the how-to on how to move an organization forward over the phone lines or the Zoom lines or what have you. That was my unique differential. I didn't even realize what mine was really into this past year, but I also attribute that to someone that has been mentoring me for a couple years. And we've mentioned this person on New Beginnings before, and that's author Kevin Leonard. He wrote the book a year ago, Ultimate Success, Breaking the Chains of Mediocrity to Transform Your Life. Well, what he talks about in his chapter about breaking the so what barrier, Freddie, is knowing what your differential is. How can you differentiate yourself from other professionals that have the same experience, same pedigree as you? And really, how does that equate to what those organizations need? And so his chapter on breaking the so what barrier, I've used for the last 14 months in a leadership position at a Twin Cities nonprofit. And Freddie, I have not led a nonprofit until December of 2019. And here we are 14 months later on the cusp of a new generation or a new path for this organization that I lead. And I do attribute that to my differential, knowing what my differential is and how do I use that.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, and we're talking this week about knowing your differential. What makes you stand out, especially when it comes to career searching? But also, I would imagine that standing out and knowing what makes you different is really important, no matter, even if you're not looking to advance your career or go to a different company. It can help you right where you are right now.
I believe Kevin Leonard's book can help anybody today in the workforce. If that's something, how you lead an organization within your existing company or lead a new team or seeking promotion, or what if your organization needs your differential? Absolutely, Freddie. Great point. Leonard's book helps you break that so what barrier by knowing what your differential is.
The so Freddie, what barrier?
The breaking the so what barrier.
Mm-hmm.
That's the chapter. That's the one that I've been able to use for the last 14 months at the nonprofit that I lead, breaking that so what barrier. And that's not because I'm emulating others. It's not because I'm doing exactly what's expected of me. It's understanding that I'm a subject content expert on everything in regards to my nonprofit. I know my own brand, and I understand, and Kevin goes on to say this, that you exist to break that so what barrier so you can help your clients. And in this case, I help my nonprofit partners that I work with, the clients that we serve, as well as the greater community that I serve in. So once I realized that, I was off to the races in regards to professional growth. I stopped emulating what other directors were doing. I knew what my differential was, so I honed what my differential was.
He goes on to talk about it, and you outlined it in our notes today, about some examples of how you can really stand out. And one of those that really hit me was are you a builder of high-performance teams? And I'm thinking mm-hmm. about people who are movers and shakers in our communities. I would imagine that there are a lot of high performers here in the Twin Cities and yet even around the state and around the world.
Absolutely, and that's what companies are looking for. That's what your company that you're working for today is looking for to get through the pandemic. That's a specific example of that's your differential that you own. You can't be great at everything, but if you are exceptional at building high performance teams, and that you take to your existing company or into a job search or what have you, that is of real value because you understand that's your differential.
And you might even be a person who can turn a company around because of a unique set of skills. And I would imagine not everybody has that, Joe McKenzie.
That's correct, because someone that knows that that's their differential, they may have the exact same pedigree or experience or degrees as the person next to them, but what if turning that organization around or building a high-performance team is your differential? We cannot be experts on everything. We get good at some very exceptional skills. And that's when we realize what that is, that's when we can separate ourselves, especially in today's job search or looking to get promoted or just turning, you know, within your existing organization. Freddie, I consider myself a proven door opener because I had to be a proven door opener to stay in the office equipment industry for 14 years.
Wow.
I walked the walk. I know that I had to just put food on the table, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my differential. Not every nonprofit director has that differential. They may have that experience in, you know, grant writing or just community outreach. I brought proven door opener differential to the organization that I lead today.
We just have a few seconds left, Joe. And what would you want to tell our audience to to work on this weekend to help them to realize what makes them stand out?
Stop to realize what your differential has been in the past and start to think about how you're going to put that into action. And next week we will talk about how do you self-market your differential in regards to any stage of your career.
All right. That's Joe McKenzie, and you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And you're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
The Minnesota COVID-19 Vaccine Connector is a tool that helps you find out when, where, and how to get your COVID-19 vaccine. Signing up for the Vaccine Connector is easy, safe, and secure. All Minnesotans should sign up regardless of whether they're currently eligible to get vaccinated. Go to mn.gov/vaccineconnector to sign up. If you can't sign up online, ask your family and friends to help or 833-431-2053. Translation is available by phone in all languages. This message from KMOJ and MDH.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
Hi, everybody. Before we step aside to go to our next segment on New Beginnings, it's always a pleasure. And we do want to let you know that we do enjoy bringing you the program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. If you'd like more information about any of the programs that you hear from our experts and our list of people who are directly involved in the work that we share with you at New Beginnings, we invite you to call me at 888-639-9738. Now, you didn't know that telephone number was going to come at you so quickly. Here's that number once again, 888-639-9738. Also, you can go to my webpage. It's simply Freddie Bell, F-R-E-D-D-I-E-B-E-L-L, freddiebell.com, and click on the radio page, and it'll take you to New Beginnings. And there you can find this week's program and programs actually for the last 5 years. You can find that information right there on our website, simply freddiebell.com. Here's the telephone number again, 888-639-9738. There are many people like me who don't have a problem just picking up the telephone and calling. If you'd like to email me, it's simply freddie@freddiebell.com. F-R-E-D-D-I-E. Freddie@freddiebell.com. We'd love to hear from you. And if there are topics that you'd like for us to discuss that you haven't heard yet on New Beginnings, we'd love to entertain that thought. Still to come, we have more great information for you as we continue our program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. Again, freddiebell.com, the telephone number 888-639-9738. We always enjoy hearing from you, and thank you for making New Beginnings a point at listening each week. Right here.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Dr. Michael Osterholm, who remains an advisor to the Biden administration, has warned that there will be a hurricane of infections and deaths by the end of this month. This as President Biden is expecting to have enough coronavirus vaccines available for all Americans by the end of May. Dr. Michael Osterholm joins us right now. Do you still stand by that statement in light of yesterday's announcements?
I sure do. The challenge with yesterday's announcement, which, by the way, is a wonderful announcement, and I congratulate the administration and the efforts that they're putting forward, but it's all about time. Right now, the B117 variant, the one that we saw originating in the United Kingdom, is now spreading quickly here in the United States. And in fact, we've watched it go from about 1 to 2% of all the cases in places like Florida and Georgia and California. And this week it's in the 20 to 30% of all cases. And this virus is a nasty one. It spreads anywhere from 40 to 50% more effectively than the previous virus strains. It causes more severe illness. And in all the countries of Europe and the Middle East that have had this B.1.1.7 emerge, once the case numbers get over 50% of all cases, we see a major surge. We predict that'll probably occur in about 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to see a major uptick in cases. And unfortunately, all that vaccine, which will be a godsend when it arrives, is not going to get here until April or May.
So this is concerning, especially now since spring break is right around the corner.
You know, yeah, it's more than spring break. It's everyone in the country wants to open up, and I understand why. We all do. Oh, boy, do we. It's been a terrible, terrible financial hardship for so many people. You know, one out of five families in this country right now don't have food put on the table today. So this is a real challenge, and we have to understand that. But I can tell you also that where this has hit hard in Europe and the Middle East, and what we will see here soon, is that it virtually will shut down society. In Europe right now, they've been in lockdown, meaning nothing's open since Christmas in many of these countries, just to try to contain this particular strain of the virus. So as we go forward over the course of the next month to 6 weeks, the more people we can get vaccinated, the better. But it's also coming at a time when everybody is relaxing all the restrictions they put in place. And I fear that that's just going to basically slingshot this virus right into our population.
Everyone, we're talking with Dr. Michael Osterholm, epidemiologist and advisor to the Biden administration. So what is the prescription, if you will, Dr. Osterholm, as we go in, if the months are still starting to pile up? How do we stem this tide, even as Greg Abbott in Texas is saying he's repealing the mask mandate and opening up the state of Texas?
Well, it could not come at a more inopportune time. You know, as I've said many times before, unfortunately, is the fact that we are very good at this country at pumping the brakes after we wrap the car around the tree. At this point, that's the challenge we're going to have. And so I have no doubt that in the upcoming weeks, we're going to see a fundamental change in how we're looking at cases, what they're doing to our healthcare system, et cetera. We still have upwards of 60% plus of our population that have not been infected or nor have they had vaccine. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, that leaves a lot of people left to, after a year of suffering through this horrible, horrible pandemic, to have that size of a population still susceptible to the virus is a real challenge.
Yesterday, four new deaths reported right here in Minnesota, 443 new cases. Do you agree with prioritizing certain groups for a single shot with the Johnson & Johnson dosage?
At this point, my focus is getting us through the next 4 to 6 weeks and getting us vaccinated as well as we can. If I had my druthers, I would be wanting to see everyone 65 years of age and older getting at least one shot. We know that this vaccine can be effective even with just one shot. And within 3 weeks, it does an incredible job of protecting us against severe illness, hospitalization, and death. This is our grandpas and grandmas, our moms and dads, our brothers and sisters. They account right now for 80% of all the deaths. So if we could much more effectively divert the vaccine for this short period of time only, everyone still should get two doses. They should get them. They will likely have, you know, very good access by the end of April, early May. But for this window of time now, I would like to see all the vaccine prioritized to those 65 years of age and older for a single dose.
And so what would be your prediction on when we can start to emerge on the other side of this and start to get to a different normal if we still have money to operate businesses and live our lives?
Yeah, and you said it very well, by the way. I very much agree with your take on this. And I think it's going to be, you know, in late spring, early summer. I think we can see a big change. The only possible rock in the shoe there is the fact that we've got these new variants that also, in some cases, cause the vaccine protection not to be nearly as effective. Now, we have to be very mindful of that and watch that carefully. If those virus strains should start to spread, then we've got another problem. At this point, they haven't spread like that in the United States in any a large way, but we've got to watch it very, very carefully, and that could be our next roadblock.
Doctor, our last question this morning, what would be your advice to people who are still on the fence, a lot of people of color in our BIPOC communities who are concerned about taking the virus, the vaccine, I should say? What can you say to this group of people who are concerned about the efficacy of the vaccine in their lives?
Well, I understand their concern. They have an entire history of being deceived or being, you know, experimented upon. And all I can say is that now this vaccine is a lifesaver for them. Not to see the BIPOC community have a really extensive access to this vaccine in a way that makes it easy for them to get it. You know, if you tell somebody you got a dose of vaccine waiting for you, but it's 3 miles across town, and this is a 78-year-old individual who has to take public transportation, that doesn't work. So what we really need to do is make sure that we provide the access. The second thing we have to do is we have to help them understand how this vaccine was made, the fact that it is very safe, the fact that it can save their lives, and that one of the most important things they can do to protect themselves right now from serious disease, and as you know, the BIPOC community has been absolutely adversely affected by this virus more so than any of our other populations. So at this point, we've got to do everything we can to get the vaccines there and work with community leaders. This is going to be a very important joint effort with community leaders to get these individuals vaccinated as soon as possible to save their lives and to save the lives of their moms and dads and their aunts and uncles and grandpa and grandmas.
That's Dr. Michael Osterholm, epidemiologist and advisor to the President of the United States and also the author of the book, Deadliest Enemy, Our War Against Killer Germs. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Sure, thank you.
All right, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, Minnesota Family Investment Program, MFIP, and WIC Nutrition, along with other available programs, can help you buy food while budgets are tight. SNAP, MFIP, and WIC benefits can help families access additional support as well, including health screenings, emergency assistance, nutrition education, and employment training. Apply online at applymn.dhs.mn.gov. This message is powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
You are probably hearing a lot of information about COVID-19 vaccines right now. We wanted to answer some common questions about how COVID-19 vaccines have been made. How are COVID-19 vaccines made faster? Usually, testing a vaccine to make sure it is safe and works is done before large amounts of vaccines are made. Because of the pandemic and money from the federal government, scientists did both at the same time. Only vaccines that have been tested and are shown to be safe are used. How are COVID-19 vaccines tested? All COVID-19 vaccines go through tests called clinical trials. Each vaccine goes through more than one test. First, the vaccine is tested with a small group of volunteers, then a couple hundred, then tens of thousands of people. Volunteers for COVID-19 vaccine trials come from many diverse communities and backgrounds. This is the same process used for testing other vaccines. How do COVID-19 vaccines get approved? For the vaccines that make it past all the tests, a team of medical experts will look at the test results and how people felt after they got the vaccine. If the vaccine works and it's safe, it gets approved. There are many groups of scientists and experts that are reviewing the vaccine safety data for COVID-19 vaccines and making recommendations. Only approved vaccines are given to people. Who is getting vaccine first? A national advisory group for CDC looked at the data and made recommendations for who should get the vaccine first. Some groups that are at the highest risk for COVID-19 or could get very sick from COVID-19, got the vaccine first. Minnesota has a team of experts who will help make sure vaccine is available to everyone fairly, with a focus on health equity. As more vaccine becomes available over time, more people will be vaccinated.
For more information about the COVID-19 vaccine, visit the Health Department's website.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. And joining us right now is an individual whose life is just a wonderful music mosaic. He is the executive director of and CEO of Twin Cities Jazz Festival, Mr. Steve Heckler. He's the founder as well. And good morning, Steve. Welcome back. Glad to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Fred. Good to hear you.
My goodness. So a year ago, I believe it was, we talked and the landscape in the Twin Cities music jazz industry has changed quite a bit in your association with AARP.
Oh, yes. It's amazing how much things have changed, haven't they, in 1 year? Pretty incredible.
My goodness. People are in front of their computers. And now you've got a venue that you set up for a weekly virtual concert every Thursday night. Tell us how that came about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned our partnership with AARP, you know, Minnesota. So what happened is after the pandemic first hit, which was about a year ago, we were deciding what we're going to do. Every one of my outdoor events, what I do for a living went away. There was absolutely no concerts, no shows, nothing outdoors at all, no indoors anywhere. And we started feeling, well, we had to do something. We had to step up and support our artists and musicians, or else, things will go away. If we don't, keep our spirits up and have our faith that this will get better, people might, bail out of arts completely. And so we came up with a concept to do a weekly streaming show, a virtual show. None of us had any experience, any knowledge. Well, I don't think anyone had any knowledge of how to do this or what we were going to do. And so we started a weekly series. At first, it was at people's houses during the stay-at-home. Remember the stay-at-home orders that were there last year?
Absolutely.
So we did them. So we did it out of people's, like a piano player's living room, kind of like a Zoom call kind of thing. And as things lifted, we went out into the community and started filming it and went on a platform. So we've been doing this for almost a year. Well, about a year. Community support has been tremendous.
Oh, my.
Just amazed at how many stepped up. Man, I thought I was going to be looking for work there last year. I was going to call you, Freddie, see if I could do anything, looking for a job,
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. We actually had a great year for artists and music. So we pitched a lot of people, a lot of communities, and AARP especially stepped up and said, we can't let this thing go. We can't just come out of this at the other end and not have our community and our artists here. And so it's free. By the way, if you go to TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com and go to Jazz Fest Live, all the shows are free. A lot of them are archived. And so you can kind of see what we're doing. And do an hour-long show.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we did a little survey, and most people don't want to sit in front of a computer screen for watching anything for more than an hour, hour and a half at the most. And so we did, short and sweet. Most 90% of the artists are local from the Twin Cities. And it's just been a great experience.
That's wonderful. Everybody, I'm with Steve Heckler, the founder and executive director and CEO of Twin Cities Jazz Festival. He's talking about a weekly Jazz Fest Live, an hour. What time does it start on Thursdays?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. And do you need to reserve your seat early, or can you just go online to TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com and get a seat?
Yeah. It's all free. You just click the button. You sign in. We have a crowd. It's a platform called Crowdcast. You sign in, and that helps reduce any kind of hacking or that kind of thing. And that's all you have to do.
All right.
It's free.
If we need more information, can we just simply go to your website, TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com?
Yeah, you'll see on the website, it has all the shows coming up, too. It has all the, like, the jazz scene in the city. And that's also a free service that people can give their gigs what they're doing. And if they click on Jazz Fest Live, they can see all of our shows. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Steve Heckler, I can't thank you enough for stopping in this morning and talking to us about Twin Cities Jazz Festival, the Jazz Fest Live, and our show Thursday nights at 7. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Yeah, well, I hope in September, maybe, you'll call me and we'll talk about our next outdoor show. Wouldn't that be nice?
We certainly will. We certainly will.
All right. Thank you for having me.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good morning, everyone. And right now it's time to visit with one of our great friends, Kelly Von Heidekamp. She is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis. You can certainly find her online at westmetrohypnosis.com. Here is her number, 952-222-3975. Good morning, Kelly, and welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Freddie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Glad you're with us. And this week we're talking about vitality.
Yes, I'd like us to take a few minutes to just focus on that word vitality as we prepare to spring forth tomorrow into a new season of light. And so everybody can just settle in wherever they're at and take a breath, breathing in the energy of that word vitality. When we think of springtime, we think of life's vitality, of things beginning to awaken that have been dormant for many weeks as they prepare to break through the earth's surface and become reality. The same vitality, the same energy, the same life force is within each and every one of us. So perhaps there have been things dormant in you. Perhaps you feel an awakening of certain resources, things that you have not been aware of yet. Take a moment to simply breathe and gather up those resources. Feel as you inhale deeply, a gathering of focused energy, and as you exhale, the release of that which no longer serves you, focusing instead on your own vitality, on your own living energy within your body, pulsating through your blood, being pumped through your heart, being breathed by your lungs, being taken in by each and every cell. And as you breathe and allow your mind to creatively wrap itself around the idea of vitality, what comes to mind specifically for you? What colors come to mind when you think of that word vitality, recognizing it in yourself? What images or symbolic representations do you think of? How can you connect these symbolic representations to yourself, recognizing that you are a vital part of the worldly ecosystem filled with life energy and life force, ready to spring forth with boldness, with creativity, to do whatever is yours to do. As you focus in on vitality, breathing it in, locking it in, and taking it with you for the rest of your day, I thank you for being here with us and wish you happy spring.
And a happy spring to you as well, Kelly. You're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who says that life is short, but there's always enough time for courtesy. Courtesy is the gift of treating others with warmth and respect. It means affording dignity to people by being thoughtful, receptive, and gentle in our dealings with them. Courtesy helps us remember our manners, not necessarily in a customary formal sense, but in the way we regularly and sincerely express gratitude, considerately acknowledge feelings, and offer true friendliness. Courtesy enables successful interactions and negotiations, liberally laying a foundation for understanding and for harmony. Therefore, courtesy can be defined as a respectful act or expression of behavior marked by respect for others. Courtesy is also a showing of politeness in one's attitude and behavior toward others, or kindness and consideration expressed in a sophisticated and elegant way. Gary Chapman, an internationally respected marriage and family life expert, says that courtesy, which is the act of treating everyone as a personal friend, is rooted in the belief that everyone is worthy and valuable. Treating all people with polite speech and manners circulates caring compassion and stimulates positive and enriching feelings of appreciation and human connection, something that we don't have a lot of these days during this pandemic. Chapman urges us to remember that behind every face is a struggling human spirit. The struggle can be from physical pain, illness, difficult relationship situations, or financial stress. Most of the time, we will not be aware of the nature of the hidden struggle, but we may be sure that everyone with whom we interact on a given day will be dealing with some kind of struggle. Whether we are interacting with a stranger, a coworker, employee, manager, friend, or a family member, we are experiencing a little slice of life, even if only for a few moments. We may disagree with their opinions or dislike their actions. In these few moments, we have the choice of connecting through courtesy or withdrawing through rudeness and disdain. If we make a commitment to activate the powerful energy of compassion in our lives and make it a part of our legacy, we can develop the habit of treating all others with courtesy. Gary Chapman suggests a useful exercise to many of his clients during counseling sessions. He says, write the following 5 facts of human reality on an index card. Then think of someone who's hard for you to be courteous to, and say the sentences aloud with the person's name as the subject of each brief sentences. Here are those 5 statements. All people are valuable. 2, all people have the potential to be a part of positive relationships. 3, all people are struggling. 4, all people need love. And 5, all people are enriched by courtesy. Afterwards, we could feel the softening, opening effect in our attitudes and feelings toward this person. Just being courteous to other people can make you feel good about yourself. Yes, opportunities to be courteous are always before our eyes. The opportunity to do right things or to help someone presents itself every moment. How we respond to this is up to us. If we respond appropriately, we affirm the truest feelings and highest values life can give. The phrases like please, thank you, I'm sorry, excuse me, you're welcome may all be short. However, they are extremely meaningful. it's a good idea to use them to show respect for others and for ourselves. Please and thank you. Such small courtesies in today's fast-paced pandemic world are not only special, they are notable and the welcome exception. Just a thought, I'm Freddie Bell.
The Minnesota COVID-19 Vaccine Connector is a tool that helps you find out when, where, and how to get your COVID-19 vaccine. Signing up for the Vaccine Connector is easy, safe, and secure. All Minnesotans should sign up regardless of whether they're currently eligible to get vaccinated. Go to mn.gov/vaccineconnector to sign up. If you can't sign up online, ask your family and friends to help or 833-431-2053. Translation is available by phone in all languages. This message from KMOJ and MDH. As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister. More information is found at unitysouth.org. And now we give you the conclusion of a lesson by the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of the Unity South Church in Bloomington, entitled The High Watch. He's talking about Myrtle and Charles Fillmore going to headquarters, so to speak, to get a revelation.
I will go to headquarters. If this God they all talk about is spirit, and I am a living spirit, then somehow we can communicate. He grasped this idea that the Creator and the created had a connection. They could communicate. He could learn in greater understanding the wisdom of God for this world. Through their years, Myrtle would hold to her light that she was a child of God and had potential for wholeness. Charles held to his light that he was a spiritual creation of the Great Spirit and there could be communication. A oneness. So let's get back to our lives, yours and mine. We all have something. You may think you don't, but you do. If you're living and walking on this earth, believe me, you do. We all have something to which we hold fast. Our conviction, our faith, our truth. For me, the truth, the conviction I hold in my heart is we are never alone. We can never be alone. This is something I'm sure of to the very depth of my being.
And now we give you the conclusion of a lesson by the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of the Unity South Church in Bloomington, entitled The High Watch. He's talking about Myrtle and Charles Fillmore going to headquarters, so to speak, to get a revelation.
Think about it. As an older bachelor, you can imagine how this truth might unfold as a saving grace for me. What we need at the very depth of our being, remember Myrtle's words, the hunger and longing of her heart. What we need at the very depth of our being is connected. It's a clue. So what is most essential? What is our most important truth or principle? What is your truth? It doesn't have to be a mysterious, exalted idea, a major revelation for humanity. It doesn't need to be an ancient mystical process. Get real. Get real with yourself. And if you don't know it already, begin to discover it. When I was in school, one of my professors told me, you've heard that term, an elevator pitch, a short expression of what a business means, what your career is about, whatever. Short. I have to work at it. Short. Concise. See if you can form, if you haven't already, a concise statement of what is truth for you. What is the most important thing to you? If you can express it in a short sentence, an elevator pitch, it probably needs fine-tuning. It probably needs a little more inner reflection. Or you may discover it's not quite it, that there's something else that's more foundational for you. It is that idea that motivates you every time, always gets you started. Perhaps your truth is your love connection with your spouse. Perhaps your love for your children, for your family. Or maybe your sense of purpose in life, perhaps to teach, to heal, to build, to discover. Perhaps that drives you forward. Maybe, and we don't need to be judgmental about this, maybe your driver is that you trust the most the value of manifest things, your possessions, your assets, your money. That is a powerful force. You have the right to choose it as your truth, your conviction, what you trust, what motivates you. There's only one caution. It's kind of like those warning labels on a package. Jesus put it this way in the Sermon on the Mount. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven. That is, in spiritual realities that last. For where your treasure is, your heart will be also. So if you want to put all your trust, and this really feels true for you, in manifest things, in assets, stocks, bonds, money, that's your choice. None of us are here to judge that. Get real with yourself. We're going to take a few moments in the silence so that I can end my words and you can enter a time of self-reflection. If you have a strong sense already of what your truth is, of what is most essential to you, great. But there's this wonderful thing we can do. We turn to the silence. We are willing to be still, to rest. And you can always pose the question to the ever-present Spirit. Reveal to me what needs to be revealed. Help me see what is motivating me. Or perhaps at times, help me to see what can get me going, can re-energize me. So let us turn within to the inner drivers of our life. We're safe here in this sanctuary, or you may be safe in the comfort of your own home, cozy in your pajamas. This is a time of inner reflection. It's not a time of judgment or comparison with others. It's a time for us to get clear and real with ourselves. So I invite you to close your eyes. We just want to sit peacefully in the question. What is my greatest truth? My guiding light that gives me the impulse to take action. We can always ask Spirit to help us. Spirit, reveal the idea behind all my thoughts, words, feelings, actions.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.